This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. There's a new term in dating, bobbing. Are you a bobber though? Find out on this podcast. Also, more Ghostbusters. One of our poor listeners has been completely ignored by someone they were trying to date. And a warning of what band never to mention to Annie Mack if you ever meet her. Alright, Chris, update me. What's happening?
What's this weekend?
Yeah,
it was alright, actually. Watford lost, though, so I was in a bad mood for that. You know how it affects me.
Oh, you get so angry and upset. Also, are you angry, disappointed? How do you feel?
Yeah, kind of disappointed. And then obviously, not obvious, you probably don't know this, but Watford lost to Burnley. Burnley are Jordan North's favourite team.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah. So then he started giving me some stick for that. And it's strange, because at Radio 1, there isn't really, like, football rivalries like that.
No, but you've now got that with Jordan North, have you?
And now I've got a bit of that, so I've sort of dislike him a bit now.
Yeah. And you know when, and be honest, you know when your team do perform badly?
Mm.
Would you say they perform badly?
They didn't perform the way I would have liked them
so
to perform.
Badly. Do you get personally annoyed with the players? Like,
yeah.
Do you hate them a little bit for
a while?
No,
I don't hate them.
Be honest.
I don't hate... But I, so what's quite nice, right? I know a couple of the Watford players.
Someone's doing well.
But the mistake I make is that, so Saturday night, I then went out in the evening and then I text one of the players who's also happens to be my favourite player and haven't had a reply since.
What
I've noticed is he only replies to texts where I praise him.
Right.
So I've learnt, I've got to try and praise him to kind of boost things along a bit.
Were you angry on the text to him?
I wasn't particularly positive
about it. Are you allowed to say what you said?
Yeah, let me find it.
Oh, this is great. He's texting the Watford players.
I can't say who.
You were rubbish.
It's bad.
I know who your
favourite
is.
And then also, after a yeah, okay.
Anything you can read there?
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Okay.
So I put big up, then the name of the person. Mm. Yesterday could have... yesterday thought that we would do better than... I don't want to give out details.
No.
You played well, but hope for more next week.
Nothing.
Also, why would you say that?
No.
Then nothing. And then the next day, sorry for messaging yesterday.
Oh, well done. I had a terrible scenario involving a drink of water yesterday in Wales.
Scott Mills.
So I was in Wales again yesterday, practically Welsh now, and someone tweeted me going, well, you're always in Wales, we might as well call you Popty Mills.
You are always in Wales at the moment.
Yeah.
Though.
Anyway, went to get a glass of water out of the actual tap yesterday. I'm like, I can't drink that, it's well cloudy. You know when it's like super cloudy?
Meh.
So I tipped it away, again. Still cloudy.
Yeah, cloudy, yeah. Some taps do that.
No, apparently it's a whole thing across Wales where every Sunday between 1 and 2, they, like, clean out the system.
What are you on about?
Right, that's what boyfriend said.
So every Sunday there's cloudy water for 2 hours
because
in Wales.
They're kind of flooding it with the chemicals to make the pipes better.
So did your boyfriend tell you that you should or should not drink the water?
He said don't drink it between 1 and 2.
And what are you meant to do?
It's a Welsh water thing.
What are you meant to do between, 12 and 2 or 1 and 2 and
between
in Wales
1 and 2.
On a Sunday?
Well, you just wait.
Scott Mills.
Right, okay, I think I've been at here. The thing with the Welsh water and not drinking it between 1 and 2 because it's really cloudy is apparently not a thing.
So it's fine?
It's absolutely fine, you can do it.
So your boyfriend told you it was because they're cleaning pipes or
classic
something.
Crap joke.
It's a poor joke.
It's poor. They don't add chemicals between 1 and 2. Cloudy water just means there's air in the pipe. Oh God, I'm so gullible. I literally didn't drink the water until 2 o'clock. That's stupid.
Completely fell for it.
Yeah. You are an idiot, says a Welsh water employee. Thank you very much.
Yeah, because we should make clear you can drink the water in Wales on a Sunday between 12 and 2.
1 and 2.
Oh, 1 and 2.
It was the specifics.
It was a niche hour.
It was the specifics of it that got me. And then I believed it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have.
Oh, it's the detail.
Right. I've definitely been had there anyway.
Listen, John North has just messaged me
sounding great, by the way, on Radio 1 at weekends.
Ish. Inflammatory picture of Burnley celebrating against Watford from the weekend. Did you hear this stuff with Jordan over the weekend where someone came out? I don't fully know the story here. Saw something on Twitter, and I'm willing to run with this if you are, Scott. But someone accidentally called him Gordon.
Yeah. I actually
saw this Gordon unfold. North.
Yeah, yeah, Gordon North.
I think we should stick with this.
I've actually got it here. Here we go. Here's the grab.
But Leanne, are you happy with that? Or do you want to gamble and go for the knockoff?
Ooh.
The song that knocked it off the top spot stayed in the charts for a massive 23 weeks.
Yeah, go on, Gordon. Jordan, even.
Gordon, that's brilliant.
Now, obviously, you and him have got football beef at the moment. So I feel that you're going to be calling him Gordon a lot more.
You'll back me up, right? I say we just refer to him as Gordon from here on in, and I'd like everyone to join in as well. If people are willing to go along with this, we can get jingles made and everything. We can change his show.
I don't like it when people fall out a bit over sport, even though I know it's just banter.
You're with me though, right? Gordon North.
What, do you want to change his jingle?
I say we do it all. I say we do anything we can.
But he'll be, like, he plays his jingles in. Oh no, because sometimes, like, they put the songs together with the jingle, so we will just, like, drop them in there.
Sneak them in.
Gordon North.
Gordon North on Radio 1.
No, but we should get the proper, if we can...
The proper voice.
Get the proper ladies and gents that do the normal voices.
Yes.
So, like, you know, the ones that I've got, like this.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Get that.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
So if we can, we'll just get those people. I don't know where those people live or even if they're real.
Yeah, we shall name him Gordon from
but
here
from
on
now,
in.
Gordon North. This is just the start of it.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
That's Gordon's Plan by Drake on BBC Radio 1.
Gord's Plan.
It's just the beginning, Jordan. I don't understand this, but someone says, you'll be able to translate this for me, is Gordon North a Burnley fan? If so, ask him if he remembers the FA Cup.
Last season. Yeah.
Okay, that's an important detail that I missed there.
Where they would have got knocked out the FA Cup.
Oh, all right, cool. Is that it?
Yeah, I think there's better we can all do as a nation towards him.
Watch out, Gordon.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Just a few bits of admin from the weekend that I'm just getting through here. Not that I'm sorting out my life while I'm on radio, I mean stuff for the show.
Okay.
So Kirsty's been on. Someone's using your picture on Tinder again.
Oh, and do you know what? I had some tweets about this over the weekend. It's either one person who is very, very active on Tinder, as in always on it, swiping away, or it's a few different people. Either way, it's not me.
I think it's one person, and it's clearly a picture of you. And then it says Rob, 27.
That's
is that
it.
The same
it's
one?
Rob. It's always Rob.
So in this situation, Rob was 21 kilometres away from Kirsty.
He likes outside activities, I think.
Adult company, yes. Adult company activities. He says live life and take risks. I'm glad to see that you've cast your net wide there, Kirsty. 21 kilometres. You've obviously extended the range.
I know the picture looks like me. Couldn't be less me. I don't take any risks. Like on anything, really. In fact, I'm quite health and safety.
Anyway, the person that's pretending to be Chris, can you stop, please?
Yeah, stop it.
Also, Dan's been on saying, catching up with the podcast and I'm listening to Tuesday's episode. I can't believe other people apart from me have a phobia of stickers. Remember we talked about this last week? He says, I literally thought it was just me. I'm an engineer and sometimes I visit customers and they ask me to wear a sticker as a visitor's badge. Safe to say I've had some extremely awkward conversations in the past about why I can't wear it. He's literally like, no, I cannot put that on.
Some people really, like, I think it's even the idea of it, they can't stand.
Dan is also scared of glitter and can't explain why, so festival season's a nightmare for him.
Scott Mills.
Scott, I've heard more and more about this Hindu tradition that happens, right, on pretty much all Hindus now, I'm led to believe. Now my mate Dan has been caught up in it, and I feel so sorry for him. Do you want me to explain what it is?
Yeah, I've only ever been on one Hindu.
Well, that's one more than I have.
Yeah, because normally it's normally girls, right? But I was like honorary girl there.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe you've done this then. Tell me if you have.
Go.
And it's like a Mr. and Mrs. game that has to be played on the Hindu. My mate Dan is really stressing out about it. So how it works is Dan has to answer some questions about his future wife.
Right.
And then when it comes to her Hindu, she has to answer the same questions, and then you've got to see if they match up.
But how are they doing it? Like, what, making a video?
Yeah, and he's had to film a video for it and everything.
Oh, so they play the video at the hen do of him.
Exactly. So think about it. On the hen do, there's the friends of his future wife. There's family members. There's her mum and everything. And he's having to answer questions on this Mr. and Mrs. game, which, by the way, some of them you really would not talk about in front of family normally.
Right.
And this happens at loads and loads of hen do's.
So is it like one of those classic Mr. and Mrs. how well do you know each other things?
Yeah, like questions, you know, some of them are innocent. Where did you go on your first date?
Right,
that
fine.
That kind of thing. What is your favourite body part with the other person?
Right.
Do you see what I mean? Questions like that. But then some of the questions are like the most outrageous place you've... Right?
What, and some of your family are there?
And so you're recording this to a video that then gets...
No, her family.
So her family are going to see this video that's been recorded of you answering all these questions.
Well, just say no to doing it.
Can you believe this happens, though? What, I mean, as if, like, a wedding isn't stressful enough without having to do this whole Mr. and Mrs. quiz on a hen do.
Right, so this is definitely a thing. Kev from Exeter's already been on saying, I have to answer these questions tomorrow night.
Oh.
For my fiancé's hen do on Saturday, I am not looking forward to this. So one of his mates is going round and filming him.
Oh, it's the worst.
Tomorrow night. Also, here's a little sidebar. Right, mums should not be at hen do's. They shouldn't.
It's true.
I do not agree with it.
I kind of agree. And equally, well, what are you saying about stag do's with the other way around?
No, dad shouldn't be on that either. Basically, that was a terrible situation with one of my best mates where her dad was there and like that. He shouldn't have seen that. I don't agree with it. Any parents? I don't... Who wants to see their mum drinking through a willy straw?
Oh, I hear you.
No one.
I hear you.
Right, and they're always, like, if it's one abroad, like I don't want shirts made.
Oh, the shirts with, like, Little Miss. Yeah, it's always, like, Little Miss something or other.
Right.
And it's always got to be a fairly naughty name. And, again, you don't want to see your mum.
In a Little Miss naughty t-shirt. No, I don't.
Bride Squad.
Ah, Bride Squad! And also, if they're going abroad, you can always tell because I've taken many a flight from Luton Airport and I've seen them on the orange planes there. And there's always, you can tell which one's the mum because she's the one that's already asleep.
Mm. Team Bride.
Right, they can't keep up with the rest of them.
Scott Mills.
Can Summer be here now, please? Thank you. Or the music summary, whether or not. This time last year, I was seeing earlier, highest temperature in Cambridgeshire, 25 degrees. Today, a year ago. Hello. So many people have done this Mr. and Mrs. game, and I have never heard of it. This guy says, I'm a wedding DJ. I've been doing the Mr. and Mrs. game for some time. If the guests aren't up for dancing early on, it really breaks the ice.
During the wedding?
Yeah.
Wow.
We played the Mr. and Mrs. game on my hen night last year, secretly organised by my sisters. My mum and future mother-in-law were there, and we were also asked the most unusual place. Horrible. Nothing against the mums or the mother-in-laws, but they shouldn't be there. Should not be there. Laura, it was your hen do just gone this weekend, was it?
It was, yes.
And did you play the game?
Yes, the very detailed game, yep.
Okay, who was there? Who was at the hen do?
So I had my bridesmaids who organised the whole thing. Shout out to Sam, Beth and Hayley. And, yeah, my mother-in-law-to-be was there as well.
Don't agree with it.
Team Bride. Did you have a particular hashtag for this hen weekend?
Oh,
that you
everything.
Can say?
Mr. Missy.
Okay, yeah.
Fine. The polite one.
Yeah, okay. The polite ones, okay.
Thanks for asking that.
I saw a cracking one over the weekend, Scott, actually. Can't say.
I don't think I want to know. Can you? Is there any questions that you could say that were in it that you could tell me now?
Yeah, there was favourite places, favourite body parts.
Okay, yeah.
And I was trying to filter this out to be polite. There was a lot of family members there. But then, shout out to my future mother-in-law who then shared a lot of her answers too.
That's the thing, and I feel sorry for any future groom who has to go and get this filmed, because a lot of the time they're being filmed by members of the particular bride squad as well, who've come out for the day to go film the situation. It's very odd.
So you were shown a video of your fiancé, were you?
Well, he refused to be videoed, but he was asked the questions by his sister.
Oh, right, and he just got the answers.
It's not right. Okay. None of it's right.
What's the worst one that you can say?
This is a fun game.
The worst one probably would be place, because then I was saying ones, well, it could be this one. And his was a completely different one.
Oh,
so
no, and then you've said two different extreme places.
Oh, no, now you just sound all kind of adventurous.
Scott Mills.
That is a terrible situation to be in. Imagine if you get asked where the favourite place was, and you and your future husband or wife has said a different location to you. So then you have to go through loads of different places where you probably have, and then it just makes you sound loose.
Exactly, and then everyone chips in with what they thought, and on top of that, you've lost the game.
Right, so he didn't say that place. Well, it could have been the cheesy room in Prison Plymouth. or Morrison's car park.
Scott Mills.
Jess has been on saying, can you say hi to Jamie, my friend, who has just hung up on me abruptly to listen to your show on his way to Scotland. Tell him to ring me back after. I like that people are like, hello, yeah, I can't talk at the moment. Scott Mills is on, I'll call you back, all right? So, yeah, can you ring after, please? Ring Jess. Thank you, Jamie. So, Ghostbusters, 3:10 today. Someone else that feels they've been unfairly ignored by someone. And I thought it was going quite well on the dating app. So it's a classic story. I've seen it already. It's a girl called Helen. Classic, met on the apps, seemed really cool, super normal bloke, and then things didn't go quite to plan.
It's the extreme way these situations can turn that I think lead to this ghosting scenario, that everything is so, so good, and then it goes from that to, like, nothing.
Right. There's always people where you're like, well, what's the catch? And there was a definite one here. 3:10, more Ghostbusters. What we try and do is call the ghost, woo, and say, because generally the person that's been ghosted wants answers, like, what's wrong with me? Why did you not answer my messages? Why did you not turn up to the day? So all of that, 3:10, if we can get hold of the ghoster. There seems to be like a new dating app launching every day now. There's a new dating app today. It was last week. So a lot of people thought it was like around April Fool's Day, because they're like, it can't be real. A dating app launched that you can only join if you were privately educated.
No way.
Unbelievable.
What?
So only if you went to private school.
Why? Rubbish. What, like,
what a collection of people that would be on there.
Why such a niche sort of... Okay, fine.
Not everyone, but there is going to be some salads on there, aren't there?
It's just the assumption that you'd want to only date someone with that, like, that's weird.
There's a magazine, I'm not going to say the name of it, and I was reading it on a plane, and it's, I think it's for, like, posh ladies, mostly. Yes, that one. Producer Mark's just written
He obviously reads it.
He's written the name down. This magazine is unbelievable. It's obviously for posh people, a bit like, you know, privately educated, and it's a bit like, hi girls, here's all the guys you should be dating right now. And it's like, meet Harry Winston Smythe. He's 25 and 56th in line to the throne. It's unbelievable. I've never read anything like it in my life.
BBC Radio.
Oh, yes.
Scott Mills.
Liam has been on from Teesside. Says, talking about ghosting, I was ghosted 3 years ago by a girl. We went on maybe 4 or 5 dates, all going well. Then suddenly never heard from her. But then last year in November, on a night out with the lads, bumped into her. She was like, oh, what have you been up to? She was actually on another date, woke up the next day to a text from her saying, my date was so bad last night. And now it's his girlfriend since December.
Okay.
Do you know what she is? A bobber.
Okay.
Do you know about this?
And what's a bobber?
Well, you know, you've got ghosting.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got ghosters. Then you've got bobbing. And we've all been bobbed. This is one of these people that comes into your life and it's like, hey, oh yeah, let's go on a date. Yeah, maybe you do. And then they disappear. And then a year later, like nothing happened, they bob back up again and go, hey, what are you up to? Like nothing's happened.
Got you.
And then they bob back down again. 6 months later, up they bob.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Bobbers seem to be worse than ghosters in a lot of people's opinion. Casey's been on saying, yes, I can so relate. My life is just constantly filled with bobbers and they all bob back at once. I've noticed that. It's like they've all synced their calendars to make an appearance. Hi again. It's me. Harry the Gardener says, oh no, I didn't know there was a term for it. I'm a renowned bobber. This is true as well. I live here in London, and this is when you know if you are an actual bobber. So what happens is, like, you turn up in someone's life, bob down, bob up,
back up, down again,
up again. If you are one of the people that hasn't messaged anyone for ages, and you're so right, Olivia in London, if the first thing you write to them is, "Hey, stranger," you are definitely 100% a bobber.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Okay, let's get into another week of bangers. Katie is 23 and in Warrington. Hiya.
Hi.
Hi, Queen. How's it going?
It's good, thank you.
Happy birthday for the weekend.
Thank you.
So you were 23 at the weekend, were you?
I was.
Okay, what did you do? Anything good?
Went out for breakfast, the usual, had a meal and some cocktails.
Okay.
Nice.
Can you tell me about Jack, your boyfriend, please, and what he's actually promised as a birthday present?
Well, I think it sounds a bit more exciting than it is, but it is exciting. He has promised to take me away for a couple of nights for my birthday present because he was really unsure what to get me.
Yeah.
So he said, yeah, we'll go away for a couple of nights. So we're thinking Edinburgh, Northumberland way.
Oh, hang on. I've got here, it says, Jack will take you to any location of your choice.
Yes, he did say that, but I'm not going to take the mic.
No, oh, well, you think you should.
Definitely do.
Right, if someone said to me, any location of your choice, I would. Well, I've got a list for you here. Do you want to hear that, Katie?
Yeah, go on.
Right, you've got the Gold Coast, Australia.
Oh, stop it.
You've got the Maldives. You've got Mauritius. You've got Fiji.
Bora Bora.
Bora Bora, you've got the Cook Islands, you've got Bali, you've got Kavos. You could go wherever you want.
Yeah, you see.
Kavos?
Yeah, it could be wonderful.
Anywhere.
Did he give you this present in a sort of voucher form or anything, or was it just written in a card?
No, it was very, very, very verbal and
okay,
informal.
So it was quite last minute. So I would I would take full advantage of that.
Take advantage of it, because he couldn't be bothered to get you a present. He was really disorganised.
He got me some bits. No, he did get me some bits.
Right, okay, he did.
And the main present was just a verbal one.
Yeah. Did he say this after a couple of drinks?
No, he doesn't drink.
Well, there we are then. So it is any location of your choice, and if I was you, I'd choose Maldives.
Okay.
All right, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers.
Yeah, that's good then.
Was that a groan or a...
No, it's a good one.
Okay.
Groan or a moan.
Fall Out Boy, thanks for the memories.
I'm listening to Annie Mac this morning. She doesn't like Fall Out Boy.
No, she does not like Fall Out Boy. Did you hear that Annie Mac honesty game with Grimmy?
Yeah.
Right,
she's
I've
so
got
wrong.
I've got more on this in a minute, Katie, which is going to blow your mind. I got told off by Annie Mac once. I'll tell you about it after we play Bangers.
Okay, you can have that. We can have My Choice Today is this. Big song for a Monday. This is the Prodigy Omen.
Talk about bobbing. Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah. Do you know what a bobber is?
No.
Someone that comes into your life and is like, hi, and then disappears, and then's come back and like, hey, stranger, how have you been? Bobs up again, then bobs back down, disappears for about 6 months.
They always start their messages with the words, hey,
hey stranger.
Yeah.
And then probably been a while.
I've dealt with a few of those.
Yeah, I have. I think most people have. I would say it's even more common than ghosting, the bobbing.
Absolutely.
Right, okay. What are you going to go for today, Katie?
Well, both of those remind me of, like, high school and a particular point in my life. So they're proper throwback tunes, but I think I'm going to have to go with Scott.
Thank you. I often go for Fall Out Boy when I want to win.
Yeah, right, fine. Well, you won today, so work well.
People are not happy, though, about Omen not being chosen.
I'm going to throw that in for another time, though, because that's a tune. That would have sounded amazing. Maybe too early in the week, I don't know.
You don't really think about that Fall Out Boy one as much, which may be why you got it today. That is thanks for the memories on BBC Radio 1. 1-0 to me on Bangers. I don't know whether you heard the honesty game with Annie Mac on the Radio and Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw this morning. Annie Mac literally cannot stand Fall Out Boy. That game, I've not played it yet, but
I wouldn't look forward to it. No, I've done it.
I'm really worried about what will come out.
It's hard.
So I've got a story about that, and how I should have realised years ago that Annie did not like them.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
This is Scott Mills on Radio 1 with Bastille and 5 Seconds of Summer coming. Hi, Alison. He's trying to study for her exams in a few weeks, but now all we've made her think of is about all the bobbing she's done, and she feels bad. She says, I've had several guys on a cycle for a few years. Is that bad? No, you're just a bobber. That's all you are. Bobber. Did you hear any Mac this morning?
Yeah, and this honesty game is scary.
Yeah.
Because it does throw out results.
I haven't done it yet, and I'm a bit scared of doing it. So Annie Mac was on with Grimmy, and Annie and Nick were asked this question.
What is the worst song on the Radio 1 playlist?
And here is Annie's answer.
It's all relative. Do you want to know what it is?
Yes.
The most embarrassing thing is this was hottest record on my show.
Oh!
But it was when I wasn't there.
Oh, phew.
Strategic. It is Panic at the Disco, Stay Our Men, brackets, right. Saturday night, close brackets.
Yeah. And you know what? We enjoyed Panic at the Disco.
Oh, they're so fun.
So fun. It's just that song.
It's just that song. Because it reminds me of Fall Out Boy. And I really hate Fall Out Boy.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Did you ever play Fall Out Boy?
Nope.
No.
She hates them.
And I don't fully understand why, but she does.
You know,
it's
when
just
you just
some
have,
people just don't like
she just
things.
Doesn't like their music.
Fine.
I mean, everyone's entitled to opinion. Everyone's different. That's why music is so good, because it's like, you know, like you can have your own thing going on.
But then she doesn't like songs that remind her even of that style.
Now, initially, I thought Annie Mac loved them when, let's just go back in time, when me and her presented a show together at Radio 1's big weekend in Norwich in 2015. Fall Out Boy had just come off stage and me and Annie were on air together.
There they go. That is Fall Out Boy. What a tremendous set from them here at Radio 1's big weekend in Norwich. That went off, Scott.
So good.
Yeah.
And then, here's the thing where I realised. Later on, I've never said this before, I said on air how good they were again, and then asked Annie to explain why they were so good. So she was like, well, it was a very good set, and they did all the hits. And then we took ourselves off air. I didn't know she couldn't stand them. And she went, babe, don't ever ask me to do that again. I was like, why? She's like, I can't stand them. And I'd made her go on air. Weren't they great, Annie?
Yeah, and now explain why.
Yeah,
and,
the worst. She was like, don't ever ask me to do that again because I won't be able to.
So the lesson is you can't even ask her about them now.
Do not ever, if you ever meet Annie Mac, do not even mention their name.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
If someone's disappeared in your neighbourhood, who do you think you might want to call?
Doesn't quite fit that, does it?
Ghostbusters, it's back! On Mondays, we investigate ghosts. These are the people that have just aired you. They've gone, disappeared. You thought it was going well. They obviously didn't. Helen's had an absolute nightmare. Hello, Helen.
Hiya.
So you've been ghosted properly?
Yeah. Not yet.
Now, I have seen your story already, and this bloke you got involved with sounds sketchy.
Yeah, I wish you kind of knew these things ahead of time, but hey, I guess that's how a story starts.
That's a great idea for a service, though, Scott. What we should do is get people on who are about to go on a date, and what we do is we maybe link them with someone who can see into the future and predict if they're going to ghost or not. A clairvoyant.
I've got the number of a great clairvoyant.
Oh, can we do this?
You knew that I would.
Of course. Wouldn't that help you out if, rather than us dealing with people who have been ghosted, we avoid people getting ghosted in the first place?
I've got a hotline to the psychic sisters.
This is great. Right, we'll explore that next time.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll do... It's like the Minority Report. Is that the film? It'll be a pre-ghosting service.
Yeah. Helen, so start at the beginning. Where'd you meet him?
On Tinder.
Okay. And you liked what you saw? He seemed like a decent bloke?
Yeah, he sort of professed himself to be a gentleman. You know, the initial conversation went quite well. He looked good in his photos, but not sort of... You know, not the sort of boy you wouldn't trust. So I was like, right, okay, well, let's have a chat. Let's swap numbers.
Right. So can I just ask?
Mm.
When you say didn't look like the boy you couldn't trust, what do they look like?
They normally got, you know, their big muscles. They got their ball caps on in their photos. They got their sweat vests on. A little bit of a pout going. Yeah, all of that.
Ideal scenario is not someone who's too good looking.
Yes.
But actually someone who's upper average.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fit, but enjoys a pizza sort of thing.
Yeah.
And what's a ball cap?
Well, it's the hat with a peak, isn't it? What do you call them? Where you go running and you've just got to, it keeps the rain off your face.
Baseball cap.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Ball cap.
I think I used to date an American. I think that's probably what it is.
I was about to look up ball cap, but I'm not doing that at work. Anyway, so you've been speaking to him a bit. He seems decent. His pictures are like, yep, all good. And he seems normal.
Seems pretty thick, I have to say. Like, a lot of his texts where I was like, I'll have to try and work that one out later. So for someone who was sort of professing to be from a nice family and all the rest of it, I thought, it doesn't quite tally up. But yeah, he seemed like a really nice guy in the chat.
What do you mean he was professing to be from a nice family? Was that on the profile?
No, it wasn't. So you sort of get through the whole, what do you do for a job, what do you do, you know, in your hobbies, etc. And as a response to what do you do for a job, he sent me a YouTube link. And it was sort of a promo for sort of one of the larger companies that have got a sort of founding family attached. And so I was like, unless you're, you know, so-and-so, that doesn't make much sense. And he says, yeah, I'm so-and-so. So I was like,
So this is a bit like a Millie McIntosh from Chelsea situation, right? At some point, she's going to inherit a lot of money from Quality Street.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Cos McIntosh.
He sounds like you, this guy, Scott, a bit, in that, what do you do for a job? And just sending a YouTube link. Mm. There's something quite special in that. That's what you'd do.
Why would I?
Here's my showreel. Has anyone ever asked what you do as a job? How do you explain it?
Often.
If people don't know what you do, then it's like, what line of work are you in? What do you say?
I try not to say what it is.
So you keep it vague, like media?
Yeah, because otherwise it's weird.
But then they go, what part?
Sometimes I say that I'm a producer at Radio 1.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do, actually.
I get that.
Yeah.
If you say you're a presenter on Radio 1, then they might follow up with, I never heard of you. Yeah. I don't listen to you. Sorry, I don't listen to you.
That happens a lot. Like, when I was getting my hair cut the other day, you work at BBC? I'm like, yeah. Radio 1, is it? Yeah. And they take great delight, people of a certain age, in saying, well, don't listen to that. And I politely go, you don't have to. Yeah. Whereas, actually, I want to say, it's not for you because you're 65.
Yeah.
Right, Helen, there's a lot to break down here. You are all right to wait there?
Yeah, of course.
Scott Mills.
Oh, here we go. Robin Swindon's been on saying, how rude, I'm 465 and I'm listening. That's okay because you're still listening. It's just the ones that take great delight that they don't listen to Radio 1. And I'm just like, well, it's like they're trying to get one up on you. It's like, you don't have to. It's not like the law. Right, so we've been speaking to Helen. Helen, you were speaking to a right ghost on the apps, right?
Yeah, a couple times on there and then WhatsApp.
Yeah, so it always transfers to messaging privately. That happened. You liked his photos. But he did do some kind of cryptic message about how he might be involved with a family of note in the area.
Yeah.
So what did he exactly say?
So he sent me this YouTube link and I said, unless you are, you know, this person, that doesn't make an awful lot of sense. And he was like, yeah, what? No, I am that person. And I was like, okay, highly entertaining, very impressive. You're one of the founding families of Devon and you own most of it.
Oh, right. Now, what we've done is Chris has found a list of notable families from the Devon area.
Yeah.
So we're just going to go through, obviously I don't want to push you on this, but just a simple yes or no, really.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Cue the posh people music.
Sir Francis Drake of the Drake family.
No. No.
Agatha Christie of the Christie family.
Oh, I've been to their house, but no.
Lauren Pope of the Pope family.
Never heard of her.
Is she from Devon?
Apparently, yeah.
No,
I'm
real.
Just looking on this list. Sir Walter Riley of the Riley family.
Again, been past the house, but not a date.
That'd be Walter Raleigh there.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Katie Hopkins of the Hopkins family.
No.
Were you ghosted by Luke Friend of the Friend family?
What, the one of X Factor?
The one of X Factor.
No, you're just looking up people from Devon now.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
We said that they were notable, no offence.
Oh, notable families.
Right. And families with money.
I think that's it.
All right, stop the music.
Oh.
Any of those?
No.
Okay, so he says that he's some kind of big deal in Devon, and you arranged to meet up, or...?
We'd arranged to meet at a pub, and it is a nice pub. And I said to him, please don't go all out. I like the casual look. Don't go mental. And he was like, oh, on the second date, I'll go all out.
Whack a gilet on it for now.
So he's already organised a second date before we've even met. So that's just really taking it out there.
Okay. And when he arrived, was he like country folk? Was like Hunter's Wellies and all that?
Gun under arm.
Yeah?
I've no idea. He never arrived.
What do you mean? Yeah, of course, this is the feature.
Oh, yeah. Driving a beat-up old Land Rover.
Oh.
Okay, right, so you're waiting at the pub.
Yeah, I'm sat inside.
And what's he saying?
So I've got a good babe at 10 minutes to, and I've just got all dressed, see you shortly. I'm just literally coming up to the pub, just pulled in, and then nothing. And that was 5 minutes before the date was supposed to be there. So he's literally telling me he's pulled up outside the pub. And I'm sat there like, okay, cool. And then after, I think 5 minutes later, I mean, it doesn't take 5 minutes to walk from a car park into a pub. So I was like, are you lost? There's not always a lot of reception in that pub. So I was like, I just wait. And I waited another 5 minutes. And I was like, right, I'm going, because I don't sit around waiting for people like this. It's ridiculous. So I thought, right, I'll text you a message and leave it. And I realised as I left, none of my messages were getting through. So he'd obviously blocked me on WhatsApp. So I thought I'd check when I went home and looked on Tinder, and he'd unmatched me on Tinder.
But he said he was pulling up outside the pub. Now, yes, I have done that before, but I'll always be there in the end.
Time.
I'll get there eventually.
Do that. I'm literally here.
Yeah, but
not literally.
No. But
nowhere near.
He didn't ever show.
No.
Right, and that's the last you heard.
Yeah, that's the last thing. And absolutely no contact afterwards.
Whoa. But I don't understand the time gap that you left. So, now, how long did you wait around for?
So I waited in the pub. I was there early, probably. So I arrived at 5:02, and at 10 past, I left. So it was at 5:02 he was messaging me, or at 10:02 and 5:02.
So it took him 15 minutes to get from the car park through the pub door.
I know. What a lemon was I.
And at that point, you left.
Yeah.
Okay, so you still have his number, right?
Yeah.
Do you know his name?
I know what he tells me he's called, yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I presume he set up his Tinder with his Facebook, so maybe his first name's right, but clearly not his last name, and I don't remember that there was an Instagram account, so maybe it's just all fake.
Do you know what I mean? Because he's saying he's from the notable family.
Oh, yeah. Right, well, you give me his number during this next track.
Okay.
And then we'll see what he says, if he picks up.
Okay.
Oh, this could be an awkward one. All right, wait there.
Scott Mills.
One. Helen is with us. Hello, Helen. Okay, so we've discussed this guy, and now my least favourite bit, where we actually have to call the ghost and see what happened there. Do you just want some answers, do you?
Yeah. I don't like the feeling that I was being set up and laughed at.
Well, no, I don't think that it would be that, but it is. I mean, I just think that maybe he got cold feet, but to say he was pulling up outside the pub and never turning up and then blocking you is a bad thing.
He's having a laugh.
The blocking thing is weird, but he might have been, look, I'm just saying, as a case of argument here, he might have pulled up at a different pub. There was sketchy phone signal. He then thought that you'd ghosted, and therefore he blocked you because he thought you were a ghost. You never know in these situations.
True. You benefit of the doubt.
Okay, so we think we've got his first name.
Okay.
And, Chris, do you want to take this today?
I can take this one.
Okay, good. I'm not sure I don't know.
Not you know, feeling
sometimes,
it?
No, not feeling it. Just sometimes I don't feel emotionally prepared.
All right.
Are we ready? Helen, you'll be able to hear absolutely everything that happens, okay?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to talk to him, though.
All right. Wait there.
Okay.
Every week.
Welcome to the EE.
Right, straight to voicemail first time. Helen?
Oh, maybe it's a burner phone.
Could be a burner phone.
Would he really go that far? One of my mates didn't know what a burner phone was at the weekend.
Really?
Well, are they off of Breaking Bad?
Yes, definitely.
So you just, like, use the phone, chuck it.
Then get rid, yeah. So it's not normally an expensive one.
Right, let's try him once more after this.
Scott Mills.
So many people waiting to hear what happens and if this guy picks up. Like Sarah the Doctor in Hull. Busy afternoon in the surgery. She's a GP, but she is slightly delaying calling in the next patient.
Oh, my word.
Only for a few more minutes. Sorry if you're in the waiting room with that doctor's. Okay, Helen's still with us. Hi, Helen.
Hello.
Right, so at the moment it would suggest burner phone.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. Let's try him again anyway.
Welcome to the EE voicemail.
See, I don't trust people that have their phone off. Even if you're at work... Like, why is it not ringing out, at least?
But if he is in a notable family, he's probably in amongst a lot of land. The phone signal could be bad.
Do you think?
So it could be that he is still part of the notable family. Like, that could be evidence towards that.
What are your thoughts, Helen?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it comes up as a private number, so he can't be avoiding you as well.
He may have emigrated, but then it would do the international tone, wouldn't it? And also the voicemail would be like, welcome to the...
Your voicemail doesn't change.
The benefits of voicemail?
No, but if you've emigrated and you move to another country, the voicemail would be like, le phone number, is it? Do you know what I mean?
No, the voicemail would be your voice still.
No, Scott, if it's like a generic phone company, it will be the phone company of Mexico or...
Oh, I see. Okay, I've got you.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, like the Ibiza jingles, it'd be like, Radio 1 in Ibiza.
Radio Uno in Ibiza.
It'll be like that, right. But in voicemail form.
I thought that suddenly, because he'd emigrated to Mexico, he was changing his own voicemail.
So anyway, it sounds like he hasn't emigrated.
No, he's still very much here, I think. Well, he could just be in the country, you know.
Lack of signal,
yeah. You know what the country's like. Listen, we're going to try and keep calling him, but for now, we've not got anywhere with our investigation, Helen.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, we're going to keep calling, though, and we're going to try and get him on, okay?
Okay.
Okay, it's work in progress. Good to speak to you.
Okay.
A lot of people saying, like Rebecca in Aberdeen, that he's listening to the show probably, has turned off his phone to avoid being confronted.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, good point.
A few people saying he might be listening. Laura in Maidstone saying that as well. Also, this is a really good point, and I think it's true. Sarah on Twitter says, how many people do you think sit listening to Ghostbusters on Scott's show, sweating one out, waiting for someone they ghosted to call in?
Yeah.
I definitely think that will happen a lot more.
Scott Mills.
Someone's saying that if your number is blocked on their phone, then it will just go straight to voicemail each time. Yeah, but we weren't calling from Helen's phone. We were calling from the Radio 1 studio.
Exactly.
Is that true, though? You just go straight to voicemail if you've been blocked? I guess it would.
I suppose, yeah. What else would you expect?
I've never tried.
Do you block many people?
No, I actually don't.
I do online. Yeah, online. But I didn't know how easy it was to block phone numbers. I've not actually tried that. Might try that a bit more.
I just tend to erase them from the phone book there.
Yeah, and then they don't bother you again, do they?
Well, no, sometimes they do, but then it's like...
Bombers.
You know that thing that comes up and it's like, this might be so-and-so.
I know. When did that start happening?
What is that?
This maybe, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, don't presume who it might be.
And how do you know?
Right, that really freaks me out. How does it know? Might be this person.
It's got better memory than me.
100%.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you liked this podcast, could I just take a couple of valuable minutes of your time to do a review? Thank you. Scott Mills.